words. How do you share? How do you tell? How do you talk about yourself, your product or your service so that you can sell it to the world? So if you want to sell your product or service, if you want to get employed, if you want to earn more money, if you want to be on a team or in an orchestra or in a band, or if you want to have a hot date, what are the words that you're using to market yourself, promote yourself, tell the world about how good it is that you are at what you do or how good your product or service is? And of course, the experts would call that marketing. And if we know how to do it really well, is it possible that our product or service will sell, will get employed, or our resume or CV will at least get us an interview? And whatever we post on our social media will attract people's attention, whether that is to get a hot date or to sell our product or service. Woohoo! So what words do we use? And of course, the challenge with words, how do people know who you really are? How do they know why you're sharing these words? How do they know if you're a good person or a bad person? There's no facial expressions, there's no body language, there's no voice intonation. Sometimes there's a photograph, but as we know, most photographs can, well, I'll rephrase. Have you ever posted a really ugly, horrible photo of yourself, or have you ever used a really ugly, horrible photo to share with people, this is what I look like? Usually we find the best possible photo and or we get it touched up so it looks amazing. So often the photos that we see in marketing, in social media, on Facebook pages, on websites, aren't usually the real person because they've got the best lighting and the best makeup and everything set to make this person look amazing. So the words, how do we make our words work? Have you heard this expression? I market my business, but most of my business comes from word of mouth. And whose words and whose mouth? And is it better if the words about your business are coming from other people rather than from yourself? Is it better for other people to market your business for you rather than you talk about how good you are at your business? Even with a CV or resume, is it what you say in the CV or resume, or are your references more important? What other people say about you? And it's been suggested that yes, if you've got people telling the world how good your business is, word of mouth, other people's words coming out of their mouth rather than yours, that could be the ultimate way to market your business. So what are you doing to get great testimonials for your business? Who are you asking? What are they saying? What do you want them to say? And could word of mouth, could testimonials be the best way for you to market your business? Now, the experts say yes. And I'll ask the question of you personally, if you're looking to buy a product or service, do you listen to the person who's selling you that product or service, or do you go and have a look at other people that may be using that product or service? Now, the first warning there, of course, is that often, unfortunately, human nature tends to be a bit negative. And if somebody's had a bad experience with a company, with an organization, they will of course be more likely to share that with the world than if they've had a good one. If you have a look at the percentages of people that praise a business or a person or an organization versus people that say horrible things about it, unfortunately, the percentage is much higher on the negative. So the challenge with that, if you go looking at a product or service and you read the testimonials or you read the comments about that business, often it could be swayed towards the negative. So you may not be getting the correct story. So what do you do? And if you're marketing your business, how do you get as many positive comments as possible? And how do you make sure that people actually believe those comments? And let's start with us personally. Is it possible that if we, as a beautiful, kind, respectful, gracious person, share our positive opinion about as many businesses as possible, that we would actually be in the mindset of being a positive person who gives positive feed forward? So I'll give an example, and this is a really funny one. I was contacted by one of the social media companies that markets or they talk about hospitality. So you can go to that particular website and make comment about restaurants, travel, hotels, flights, etc. And because I used to travel a real lot. Obviously, nobody's doing too much at the moment. But every time I went somewhere, every time I ate somewhere, every time I flew somewhere, if I had a wow experience, I would share it on this particular platform. And because I'm a very, yes, positive person, but there's two things there. If I have a challenge or a problem with the business, I always go directly to the person who can change or provide me with a solution, make changes, or actually have an influence on that particular challenge. So if something happens at a hotel or on an airline or at a restaurant that wasn't a wow experience, the last place I go is social media. I always go directly to the person who can fix it. And I'll rephrase that. If you're in business, would you prefer people to post a problem about your business on social media, or would you prefer them to come to you and say, look, I had this bad experience or this particular thing happened that was a challenge. Do you think you can help me fix it? So that means that all of my social media posts about airlines, hotels, cafes, restaurants, anything to do with hospitality or travel are all positive, always. And if I had a wow experience, I want to help that business grow. And if we can just park that for a minute, if you're the kind of person that wants to help other people's businesses grow, is it possible that you'll be in the mindset of being positive? So I'll just ask that question. So it's interesting though, because I got a telephone call, an email, and a text message to get in contact with this particular platform. And they wanted to talk to me because they'd had a complaint about my posts. And I've got a big smile on my face and I'm giggling internally because I just love this. This was awesome. So the telephone call was, we've had a complaint about you, Mrs. McAvoy, because all of your posts are positive. So people think that they must not be real. So we've had complaints that everything is too positive, everything is too optimistic, everything is too nice. So you must not be a real traveler. Oh, goodness. I'm laughing now, not just giggling. I've shared with you the reason why. And when I shared the reason with them, we giggled together because, of course, if I post on social media that I had a bad experience at a hotel or with an airline or a cafe, nobody can fix that on social media. There's no general managers or duty managers or people who take responsibility for challenges and problems on social media. The person who can fix the challenge is always the person that's involved in the business. So, yes, we had a giggle together. So here's my question and perhaps a challenge. If you have a problem or a challenge with another business, rather than making a negative comment, could it be a great idea to go to the person who could fix the challenge? And would it be, what would it do for your reputation? And what would it do for your own self-esteem and positivity if everything you post about another business is positive? Now, I go a step further than that. If I have a great experience, I make sure that it's a very specific testimonial for the business. And I always ask the business, what would be the best platform for me? So I go to the manager or the owner of the business or the person who's responsible for marketing. And I say, where would be the best place for me to tell the world what a great business you are? Is it Google? Is it Facebook? Is it TripAdvisor, where are the best places that I can go and tell the world how good you are? And there's a couple of exciting things there. How do you think that makes people feel? If somebody came to you and you're in business and they said, look, I've had a fantastic experience with your business. I just want to tell the world how good you are. And that's, of course, where you can get great testimonials. Somebody coming to you is a beautiful thing. And should you capture that? So often, because a lot of businesses are just not really good at collecting testimonials, and I'm not sure why, because I always ask the question again, what would be a better way to market your business? Having somebody else tell people how good you are, or you trying to tell people how good you are? So if somebody offers a testimonial, would it be a really good idea to get it in writing, perhaps print it up on a pretty picture and a poster and put it up on the wall at your particular business, or put it up as a post on your website or on your Facebook page, on your Instagram? Would it be a good idea to capture as many testimonials as possible? And that's people coming to you. The next one though is if you know that you're adding value to people's lives because you're getting great comments just from people coming into your business, or you feel that your business is adding value to people's lives, have you asked them for a testimonial? And I'll give you another example of this that's very personal to me. My max exercise professionals need to do a final exercise session with one of the directors of the college to become qualified, which means they have to share their top level skills as a personal exercise coach. And if you have graduated as a max student, that means that you gave one of the directors of an international fitness business college an awesome exercise session. Now, one of the things that never happens is my students don't ever ask me for a testimonial. I often offer them, and I'll just use that again as another side note. Please be the person that gives testimonials without being asked for them. Just be the person that makes the world a better place, a happier place, a more positive place, because every time you have a wow experience, you give that company, that organization, that business, that cafe, that restaurant a great testimonial. So I offer my students a great testimonial, but they never ask. So would it be a good idea to get into the habit of asking your customers, your clients, your patients, the people that are in your life to give you a great testimonial about what it is that you do? Now, the next part of that is, do they have to be a customer or a client or a paying customer or client? And or who are the most powerful people to talk about your business? So here's a fun one. Somebody said to me recently, yeah, I exercise with my mum and she loves training with me, but I wouldn't use her as a testimonial. Who's going to believe my mum? Well, could that be the most powerful testimonial? I'm Johnny's mother. And out of all the people in the world, he has to look after me, of course, because I'm his mum. But wouldn't I be the most picky and wouldn't I want the highest standard because I want my son to be awesome? And guess what? He is. I just had an exercise session with Johnny and he looks after me. He knows my goals. He wants me to get the best results possible. He keeps me safe so I don't hurt my muscles, my bones, or my joints. And my son is the best exercise professional in the world. Could your mum be, your dad be, the people in your life be one of the best testimonials? And they're not paying customers or clients, or they may not be. Another really powerful one, of course, is children. If you hear a child's voice, if you see a child, our headspace changes. So one of the powerful tools, of course, is to have a testimonial on your voicemail. Now, I know a lot of people don't use their phone for talking anymore, but if you call a business and they don't answer the phone, they have a voicemail, imagine that it's not the person at the business that answers or use, it's not their voice on the voicemail. It's a child or a testimonial or perhaps the person's mother. So let's use the child. So you call a business and they say, the child says, you've called my dad, he's an electrician and he's the best electrician in the world. And he can't answer the phone at the moment because he's out making electricity work in people's houses really fast. So if you want the best electrician in the world, you should leave a message and my daddy will call you back. Woo-hoo! That's called a testimonial. But our headspace completely changes. It's unique and different because it's a child and it's memorable because nobody else does it. Now, the other one there, you could do exactly the same thing with a testimonial from one of your clients. So I'll use the same example. Hello, my name's Mrs. McAvoy. You've called John Smith Electrical, and these guys are the best electricians in the world. Every time I need electrical work done, I give them a call because they're on time, they're professional, they smell good, and they get the job done fast. They can't answer the phone at the moment because they're out doing their job, but leave a message and they'll call you back. Now, that's called a very powerful testimonial from a real person. Now, how do you know that it's a real person? A really great thing to add to all of your testimonials in whatever format you have them, so whether they're audio, whether they're video, whether they're written, is that the person gives their name. My name's Roey or my name's Mrs. McAvoy, and you can call me. I'm the director of the Max International Colleges. This is my telephone number. This is my email address. And if you want more information about this business, you can definitely call me, which is one of the things I always put on references. I always put on testimonials when I give them to other people. I always give my personal details so the person reading this or watching it or listening to it knows that I'm a real person and they can contact me and I'll tell them in real life, woohoo, face to face, woohoo, that yes, this is the best beautician in the world, this is the best car dealer in the world, this is the best builder in the world, this is the best Italian restaurant in the world. And there's some of the testimonials that I've done in the last week. And again, I'll ask the question, have you asked the business which is the best way for you to give them a testimonial? And or do your customers and clients know the best way for them to give you a testimonial? So do you want audio that you can play for your other or potential clients? Do you want video that you can play for your current or potential clients? Do you want something written that you can put up on your social media pages or on a brochure or on a poster? And what about something really special like sending out to your current database a list of people that are currently excited about doing business with you and just their comments? So you might send a personal letter that's just got 10, 12, 15 comments from current clients to say, this is why I do business with John Smith. It's a marketing tool, it's advertising, but it's not you telling the world how good you are, it's other people telling the world how good you are. So to wrap all of that up, what are the best words to use to market your business? Could they be other people's words? Those other people obviously need to be real people and they need to be contactable. And on to make that happen, to make the whole process interesting, more caring, more genuine, are you the person who regularly gives feed forward, who regularly goes out of your way to give somebody a testimonial? And are you asking what is the best way for me to give you a testimonial? And just as an interesting side note again, often people will share with me, yes, please go to my Instagram or my Facebook page or the community Facebook page, or yes, please go to something on social media. But I always ask, have you ever considered that a testimonial up on the wall in your business could be a good idea, or a video testimonial on your website, or a letter out to your customers and clients with all your testimonials on it? Had you ever considered that? Which means you're helping other people's businesses grow. It's a bit like when you go to a business networking event rather than telling people about your business. One of the most beautiful things you can do as a business person is when you meet somebody and you have a conversation with them and you find out what they do and what their product or service is, a beautiful question to ask is, who's the best customer or client that I could refer to your business? If I was going to send you the perfect client, who would it be? And then go out of your way to find that person and send it to the business. Is it possible that if we all work positively for other people's businesses, that it might come back to us in a roundabout way? Now, there's obviously a really strong suggestion there is don't do nice things so that you hope people do nice things for you. Is it possible that if you're a nice person and if you're kind and if you're respectful and if you do great things for other people, that you might get a reputation of being a nice person and people might be more likely to trust you, more likely to want to do business with you? So here's the great question. Do you have testimonials? If you haven't, should you be asking for them? What's the best format for you, and could it be all formats? So should you have written testimonials, audio testimonials, video testimonials, social media testimonials, as many as possible, other people telling people how good you are? And are you the person that's doing that for other people so that you get the reputation of being the person who adds value to the world rather than detracts value? And I'll ask that question again. If you have a challenge or a problem with the business, would it be a good idea to go and find the person who could provide you with a solution rather than posting on social media that this is a terrible business or they've done something terrible to you? And again, that all important question, if you are in business or you have a career path, would you like somebody to come to you and talk to you about the challenge or problem they might have had with your business, or would you prefer them to post it on social media and not give you any opportunity to be able to fix it for them in the first place? So what if the world was just a nicer place? What if we were more kind, more respectful, more gracious? We genuinely thanked people for the wow experience that we have. And if we didn't have a wow experience, we went out of our way to help that business fix that challenge rather than just whinge, moan and complain about it. And as you'll often hear me share, if you hear people whinging and moaning, could it be a great idea to offer them some cheese with that wine and make it a giggle, turn a negative situation into a positive one? And if your product or service adds value to people's lives, would you want people to be saying that about your business? And what's the best way to do that? And could it be that you're saying lovely things about other people's businesses? So you're living the example of being a kind, gracious, respectful, loving person. And if we set the example, if we live the example, is it possible that more people could go out of their way to be nice? And last but not least, I always use this as an example. Have you ever been to a public toilet that's really grotty? Like it smells bad and there's rubbish on the floor and there's water everywhere and it's just disgusting. Sometimes I walk into a public toilet and wonder what kind of filthy, dirty animal was in here rather than a human being. However, I've lived on the planet a long time and it's easy to whine about dirty toilets. It's easy to whine about anything, isn't it? Roey, would you like some cheese with that wine? However, what I've learned to do is pick up the paper, wipe down the sinks, leave the toilet better than I found it. And what's really awesome about doing that is when people see you doing that, they either stop and help, which is lovely, or you watch them very carefully when they dry their hands or they've used the sink, they then clean the sink as well. If we live the example of doing the right thing, doing the thing that's good for the environment, the thing that's good for the community, the thing that's going to make the world a better place, it's interesting to note that other people will follow on. If you leave a big mess in a toilet, is it likely that the next person that comes along will leave a bigger mess because they go, well, who cares? The toilet's a mess already. When can we make change? When can we make the world a better place? And if you want people to love what you do, is it possible that we should be loving what other people do? So happy collecting great testimonials for your business, but also happy giving great testimonials to the wow experiences that you receive, and send them a letter and do a video, do an audio and post something on their social media so that you're really telling the world, this is a great business and I love it and these are the reasons why I do business here. And wouldn't it be nice if people were doing that about your business? But how would they know how to if we don't live the example? What a great question.